Is that gonna come back?
Why, how you let that be?
Can I put a little flowers around the, you know, the little top knot? I don't know what it's called, a bunch of hairs on the deities?
The flowers there?
Yeah, put a little flowers in.
The time is for semi coming. But are you going to be calling?
Yeah, I'm calling.
You can bring in another type. You can find me another typewriter. It's like your mind is pretty together.
I've already been admitted.
Yeah.
Finally, my presence in New Vrindavan is more needed now that we have been requested by your divine grace to make an attempt at self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
The hint is already given.
But he's doubtful.
Huh?
He's doubtful if they can do it. I think the next sentence...
We'll trust in your higher wisdom that self-sufficiency can be realized somehow or other, and we'll try for it. Yes, self-sufficiency can be
realized. Yeah. He's not very hopeful. It doesn't sound like he's very hopeful.
Hopeful that how he can live?
Someone else should manage who has enthusiasm.
But it's not possible to pay him for that.
No.
If they think that they can do some business, let them do what can do. If they cannot produce food, then let them do business.
Make soap?
Huh?
Make Hare Krishna soap?
Anything can be done. For doing business, there are so many things.
There's something that can be raised on that farm.
Huh?
There must be some crop that can
but
be raised on that farm.
New Vrindavan idea was that meat and production, something from there, that's all. And that is possible, but they don't want.
No.
That is it.
That's the trouble.
That's the trouble. They eat and see it, that's all. The thing now, we have become devotee of Krishna, he said, why he said what?
And most of the men who live there, they only stay a short time, and they go away, and someone else comes, and they go away. So there's no one to maintain it.
They come and eat and go.
Yeah. Vacation. Vacation in the country.
We have one married couple here that came from the big island. Mm-hmm. They're not living at the temple, they're living on the big island. But whenever the devotees went to the big island, they wouldn't even feed them. The devotees were preaching a mission. There was one family of devotees who came from the big island. They were sort of semi-hippie, semi-devotees. And so they moved to Hawaii, not to this island, but to another island in the country. And we sent one party of devotees there for starting a temple, doing preaching work. And they were just getting started, so they asked, can we stay at your house just temporarily? And we said, you can stay there for a few days. But they wouldn't even feed them. They would go into the other room and eat. They wouldn't even feed the devotees. It was not very nice. I mean, the children were performing artik, and they were saying, oh, how cute, how sweet, and everything. But when it came to practically helping to start our temple there, there was no help for them. Wasn't there any help for
them?